Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby, and we are having snowball cones on today. Now, if you think I'm sitting here crunching on a kitty snow cone, no, not for me. We got some gumbarum snowballs, baby. Listen. I decided if I'm going to sit here and work all day, I'm going to have a really, really great time. So listen, let me tell you what I did. I took some gumbarum. Yes, I did. Some vanilla and coconut, mixed it up together, and put it on my snow cone. So it is delish. You have got to try it, my darlings. Listen, Sunday, broadcasting live from the Winter City. Yeah, baby, it is sunny on today, 89 degrees. Oh, my God, it is so hot. So you know why I'm having a snow cone. It's 89 degrees, my darlings. It is August 28, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Yeah, I know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I must push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is C-O-N, founder of a Gumbarum. Listen. If you are on Facebook, my darlings, use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Listen, special musical salute for independent artists Hollow Echoes and Neon Black Dreams. And y'all know what? You know who hearing your music, my baby. And you know it, people all over the world, people are hearing your music all over the world. Let me tell you something. First up is independent artist Neon Black Dreams, and got some hella music, baby. Listen, you are going to love what is coming up from this artist. They are hot. They are banging bad. You know, I ain't even got to tell y'all. Y'all know what's up. The name of this one is Endlessly, because you know what? They are Endlessly the Bomb. You know what? They remind me of the Solid Gold Dance. Y'all remember? Gee, I don't know where that just came out. It just popped in. Just like that. Y'all remember Solid Gold, the Solid Gold Dance? But, honey, let me tell you something. See, listen, Neon Black Dreams, it's just like a band. Their artists is from another whole different universe and planet, because their music is just out of sight, my darlings. Haven't y'all picked up on that? Yeah. Listen, I did not say put no. What are you putting in my drink? I don't want no pineapples. No pineapples up in here. No pineapples. What did you do? Get them shipped from Hawaii? No pineapples. So listen, you know, these people are driving me crazy. So listen, the one that's coming up is Endlessly, and Neon Black Dreams is the bomb. They are so cool. They remind me of the 70s. You remember with the black lights and the neon? Oh, my God. You know, the 70s was just the bomb. It was the era of the bomb. Disco and gray music. Yes, that is Neon Black Dream. So, y'all, check this out. It is Endlessly.
Endlessly.
I'm telling you, it is all about neon black dreams up in here. Did you hear the vocals? Let me tell you something. Her vocals are like from a whole different plane, a whole different world. Let me tell you, when she was singing, I was like, yeah. Let me tell you something. You know, Mama is all about millionaire music. You know, Mama don't believe in just one paycheck. So listen, Neon Black Dream, I was listening, I was checking it out, and I know I was talking about the Pink Lips. Listen, if you're a lot of bands, of course, have their merchandise to sell, listen, the Pink Lips, yes, totally go there. And here is another one for you. Here is another one. Tags. That is also another stream of income for you, Neon Black Dreams. I'm telling you the truth now. Listen, when I say tags, I'm talking about, you know, the army, the dog tags that you wear around your neck. Of course, it's these souvenirs for band. You know, you have the tag, and then you have NBD, Neon Black Dreams. You know, however you want to play up on it, you have that. So your fans, of course, they're going to want it. They're going to want one. They can wear it around their neck. And then they have Neon Black Dreams, or if you want to put NBD, that would be the bump. And listen, all different delicious colors, because neon, what else are you going to do? Neon colors, you got your pinks, you got your velvets, you can do different purples. Why not purple, golds? I mean, just go nuts crazy with it. And because people love color. This is the era of color. One, I want one. So listen, when you get those dog tags, make sure you put them up there, because I want one. Listen, I would walk around with Neon Black Dreams, okay, but you know my color is pink. Pink. Yes, pink color, NBD. Who would not want that? And then if you have the chain, why not go a step further? You know, if you have the chain, a lot of people use little chains, but why not have the chain in a different color, if you will? Why not with the pink chain? It can be made of plastic. You know, if people don't want to wear it, they can, of course, put it in their home for the souvenir, place it wherever they want to place it, in their room, wherever they want to have the maybe TV room. They can place it on the counter. They can place it wherever. You know, if you have a fireplace and you have it hanging down, the aesthetics would be just phenomenal. So listen, the tank could be pink. Why not? It could be pink, gold, whatever neon color you want to use. And then you have the dog tag with the NBD. Baby, just go nuts. Just go nuts. And let me tell you something. Oh, my God, where did that come from? So listen, let me tell you something else. And then I'm going to get on to Hollow Echoes. Listen, now this is crazy nuts. I don't know if anybody does this. I don't know if any bands does. It's all about millionaire music. You hear what I'm saying? Listen, I don't know if any other bands do this. Be phenomenally different. If a band, now this, I'm just throwing this out here, this here's one for free. It would be different if a band had their own shoelaces. And see, this stuff comes from Snoop Dogg. I don't know what Snoop Dogg is doing in the atmosphere. I don't know what he's hanging out with me. You listen, if you people understand walking in a different brand, I'm not talking about walking in the Everly brand. So listen, when I say Snoop Dogg is hanging out with me, I am talking about the way that he thinks and his ideas for creating multiple streams of income. That is what I'm talking about. So listen, I have not seen a band or anyone do shoestrings. Oh, my God, because, you know, this is the era. Everybody is wearing what? Sneakers. Everyone is wearing sneakers. Everyone has to have their foot gear. Now, listen, if you did shoestrings, it can be shoestrings that people would actually put in their sneakers, or, of course, it could be a souvenir. And I'm telling you, people would go nuts crazy for some pink. I know I would. I would buy, I don't know how many, pink shoestrings, pink shoelaces. Oh, my God, why the hell not? Pink shoelaces, you can go crazy nuts, all different colors. And, you know, of course, you're going to have a great markup. You can sell them for 99 cents. You can sell them for $2.99. And, honey, I'm telling you, the commission and the royalty off of that. See, listen, we got to think past the strings, because people are driving me crazy with these strings. And you know how long it takes for those money and the royalty to add up from the strings. So, listen, you got to think outside the box when it comes to millionaire music. You know, it's a business. So, listen, shoestrings go crazy nuts. It's easy to create. You can get those things from China. Listen, let me tell you, oh, my God, I know this is not a business course, but I can't help myself. And then I'm going to get on to Hollow Echo. So, listen, you can get those things created and made up in the tons, really dirt cheap for almost nothing. And so, oh, God, I hope somebody isn't getting mad with me. But, you know, and then, of course, the markup, $1.99, $2.99, whatever you want to do. And, honey, you're making almost $2, depending on what your price is, depending on what you set your market price point for. So if you do $2.99, you're pretty much making $2.50 as your what? Your take home. That's your take home. Oh, my God, because they're so cheap to make up. Oh, my God. So listen. Go crazy nuts with it. Go crazy nuts with it. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up, that's coming out. See, I don't believe in people going hungry. I don't believe in people going hungry or starving while they're making the music. I just don't believe it. I don't buy into that. The starving artist, no, baby, the starving artist is dead around here. Listen, ain't no starving artists around here. They're dead. I buried them a long time ago. So listen, when I started this thing with music, listen, let me tell you something. The starving artist thing, they're in my backyard. I covered them up in the backyard. I dug the little things, you know, 6 feet deep, and they're in the backyard, okay? And I covered them up, and I just said, you know, rest on in peace. Rest on in your musical genre. So listen, we ain't doing that around here. What we're doing around here is millionaire music. Baby, we're not trying to starve and starve while we're creating that. We ain't doing that one now. We're not trying to starve and go hungry. No, thank you. I say no thank you and close the door on that and open the door to millionaire music. How about it? You know, so I am so serious about that. So listen, up next I got some great music. It is Hollow Echoes. I love them. I'm telling you, I'm digging on this group right here because they got some hard stuff going on. This one is If You Are Kronos, You Suck, Young Blood. Now, I mean, you know, really. Let me tell you something. This episode is pretty juicy. It's real juicy up in here. Listen. I don't know. I didn't know when I was saying this song, and I'm going to play this in just 1 second for Hollow Echoes. Listen. Why not a drink? Listen, and I'm saying this, I'm not afraid to say this because I look at all the multimillionaires and the different artists that really know what they're doing. They know what they're doing up in here, and they're creating all kind of things. So why not, great people? As I said earlier, I always say Snoop Dogg is one of my favorites. I love him because he's got his own food brand. He does everything. You know what I'm saying? Why not? So when I said, if you are Kronos, you suck young blood, it was like a drink. Why not? And I know the food industry thing, it can be a little sticky, icky-wicky. And so but when it comes to a drink, it's a little different. Doing the drink could be easier because it's not like you have to do all these different licensing and classes when it comes to sanitation with food. So with a drink, it's easier because you got maybe just your water or you have just your beverage. And I'm saying this about Hollow Echoes. You know, Hollow Echoes, you can have your drink. Why not? Have your Echoes drink. Oh, my God. Echoes drink? Why not? That's something for the future. I'm not saying this is for today. This is future. And so your drink Echoes. Why not Echoes? I'm telling you. And it could be red, whatever color you want, since you got the suck your blood thing going on. Why not a red drink? Raspberry, strawberry. Go crazy nuts, but I am telling you. So this one is If You Are Kronos, You Suck Young Blood. Let's suck the blood, baby.
To rust, build my nest, uncompressed, till my best, getting up, wearing my blue jeans, my routine, lunatic, you suck young blood, you suck young blood, you're my son, good you're born, many others came before, did not ask if I feel love, got the suit on a throne. I suck young blood. I suck your young blood.
my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen, listen, engineers, get it together. That song is just like, let me tell you something. Let me add this. I'm pretty much out of time, but I've got to add this in for Hollow Echoes. Listen, you know, I was talking about the drink, and when the song was playing, I was like, my God, if there was a video with someone in the background walking around with the can, with the Hollow Echoes on the can, and, you know, you really don't have to put the liquid. If you didn't want to deal with coming out with something like a drink, a prop, honey, a prop. You can even do a prop with the band name Hollow Echoes on the can. And people would use it as a prop in their home because it's a souvenir. We're talking about merchandising, and we're talking about souvenirs, we're talking about props, and you have the can with the name of, just written on the can, of course, Hollow Echoes, and boom, there you go. You ain't got to deal with the liquid. You ain't got to deal with nothing on the inside. Boom. And if you wanted to have something on the inside, you can do, you know, the little things, little marbles or whatever you want to do, like the back in the 70s. And you remember back in the 70s and the 80s, everyone was into different things in the home, maybe like glasses, and they would have, like, colored marbles in it. They would have different things in the glass. And it was just pretty much you have it in your home. It's like just the little whatnots, you call those things. So listen, so with the cans, yeah. Yep. You sure can. And also with the Hollow Echoes with the can, if you didn't want to go that route, there, you can go crazy nuts. You can have the can open, and it can be used like a vase to put, people love their flowers, and you put either plastic silk flowers down in there or real. You know, so whatever you want to do, they can put the silk flowers in there, and they have their Hollow Echoes can in their home, and boom, bada, bada, boom, you got what? You got your vase. You got your souvenir. You got your merchandise. Honey, go crazy nuts. I'm telling you, we are not doing starving artists anymore. Nope, I bury that stuff in the backyard. We are doing, we're staying alive. Stand alive. Yeah, babe, we are staying alive with billionaire music. And let me tell you something about Hollow Echoes. I got to get this in. Listen, they dropped this EP. They dropped it May 24th. The band released their first self-entitled EP May 24th. Let me tell you, your smell was the drug. I love this. Your smell, I want that smell on me, honey. So listen, if you ever put something, you know, I like a little merchandising with a little bottle like a perfume bottle, I want that because, listen, I want my smell to be like a drug when I'm walking down the street. Every man, I'd be like, here, people, oh, yeah, my smell is the drug. So anyway, listen. They did their first band release, first self-titled EP May 24th. Now, let me tell you something. Your smell was drug released on April the 8th. Their video, the YouTube video, see, they doing something right, my darlings, my babies, 10,000 streams in just a few weeks. That's boom, bada, bada, boom. That's what I'm talking about. 10,000 streams in just a few weeks. I'm not talking about somebody fears, can you give me five streams for $5? I'm not talking about that. No. So listen. Bam, 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 bam. We got a whole lot of merchandising ideas, baby. Run with it. I am telling you. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. I'm telling you, Hollow Echoes. And then independent artist Neo Black Dreams, ooh, the energy. See, it's all about the energy, people. You got to understand the energy that you're bringing and putting into the music. It goes out into the atmosphere. I'm telling you, charge the atmosphere with your sound. And that is what Hollow Echoes does, and that is what Neon Black Dream does. They charge the atmosphere with their sound. Bam, right there. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been so cold. Blast. When I got to come back to this later on, it's going to be some more juicy goodness, just like good and plenty. Okay, well, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.